Indicating a 6-minute walk test on patient Sharon Johnson. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook on 4/18/23. Mrs. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. Walking 362 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation would remain 97% period of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. 6-minute walk test on Ronald Solleveld, S-O-L-L-E-V-E-L-D. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4/18/23, Mr. Solleveld performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99% period. Patient did achieve 316 meters, stopped the test at 4 minutes and 37 seconds with a saturation of 87% period. Depression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Six-minute walk test on patient Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 4/18/23, Mrs. Brown performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room saturation was 95% period. The patient transiently dropped her saturation to 87%, recovered spontaneously, and was able to finish the test, achieving 315 meters in 6 minutes with a saturation of 90% period of paragraph impression. Has intolerance with transient demonstrable hypoxemia. The pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in patient Linda Johnson. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4/18/23, Mrs. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/15/22, there's been improvement, period of paragraph impression, normal study. This is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Sweder, S-W-E-D-E-R. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 4/18/23, Mrs. Sweder performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Prior study dated 1/10/23, there's been no significant change, period of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Christina Ward. Christina Weed. This goes to Dr. Asbury. On 4/18/23, Mrs. Weed performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Ambulating, room air saturation was 96% period after walking 528 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation was 97% period in paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. 6-minute walk test on Stephen Kunkel, K-U-N-K-E-L. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 4/18/23, Mr. Kunkel performed 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94% period after walking 362 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation was 97% period. Paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Diana Coble. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4/18/23. Mrs. Coble performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, spastic period. done a walk test on Deborah Bean, B-E-A-N. This goes to Dr. Girard on 4/18/23. This is being performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 97%. Period after walking 362 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 96%. Period empagic compression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on John Mitchell. This goes to Dr. Schmitz on 4/18/23. Mr. Mitchell performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 96%. Period after walking 448 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%. Period of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on James Crickson, K-R-I-K-S-C-I-U-N. This goes to Dr. Christos. One on 4/18/23, Mr. Crickson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%. Period. After walking 369 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%. Period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Eddie Lawing, L-A-W-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Presley. On 4/18/23, Mr. Lawing performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 97%. Period. After walking 369 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%. Period. And paragraph impression. Exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. A pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Hugart, H-U-G-H-A-R-T. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 4/18/23, Mr. Hugart performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the voice vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/11/22, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-Y-N, Ferro, F-E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 4/18/23, Mrs. Ferro performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the voice vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. A good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Prior study dated 10/11/22, there's been no significant change, period of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no progression.